Random House Audio presents The Left-Handed Dollar, an Amos Walker novel by Lauren D. Esselman, read for you by Stephen Hoy. 1. Lucille Lettermore had a reputation for blindsiding prosecutors in court. She'd memorized the Michigan Penal Code and sprang up through loopholes to lash out at them unexpectedly in a kind of reverse whack-a-mole game. Although she took on all sorts of clients, she preferred the unpopular ones. Communists, terrorists, Democrats, and other enemies of the social order. She'd spent more time behind bars on contempt charges than Coco the giant gorilla, and had had her life threatened by people from every walk of society, including a Jesuit priest. They called her Lefty Lucy. I thought she was okay, but then I have a higher-than-average tolerance for lawyers. They account for 60% of my business. We were in her office. "You look like a cable preacher," she said. "Your other suits are the kind I put on homeless clients to get them past the bailiff." I thumbed a smooth gray lapel. I couldn't stop fondling the soft material. It was like trying to keep from running your hand over your first crew cut. I lost 3 on my last job. I pulled the price and bought this one out of expenses. Something's bound to happen to it. Getting fatalistic in our extremity, are we? But she wasn't really listening. Fashion meant nothing to her apart from what effect it might have on a jury. She wore her gray hair in bangs straight across the eyebrows and the rest to her collar, where she chopped it off like a broom. A pumpkin-colored blazer covered her linebacker shoulders. People usually mistook her for a real...